at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all a part.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Look at somebody, tell them, agree with me.
Agree with me.
We're all a part.
We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Tell your neighbor.
You are.
Let's do it one more time. Come on, open your mouth and say, I need you.
I need you.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
For we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is.
In your dining room, in your kitchen, in your car, You have a reason to give God praise on tonight. Amen. This is the last night in 2021. We are standing on the threshold of 2022. Aren't you glad you made it on tonight? And it wasn't because you were so good. It wasn't because of what you did. It was because God brought us all the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank God on tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church Disciples of Christ. We are so glad that you are joining us on tonight, this last night in 2021. Yes, can you believe it? Oh my, this year went by in a flash, didn't it? But here we are, and we are thankful that we are in God's presence. You know you're in God's presence. You know you are in God's presence wherever you are. That's right. Wherever you stand right now, God is right with you. And we have a reason, we have a right, and we have a responsibility to give God praise. Amen. So we thank you for joining us on tonight. And don't forget, we will be here on Sunday morning. So we invite you to come to church on Sunday. Relax and have a good time on tomorrow. But we will be here Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Join us for worship. A lot of you we haven't seen in almost 2 years, amen, in a year and a half, in a year, we haven't seen your face. So make it your New Year's resolution to come to the house of worship this coming Sunday at 9:45 and give God your best praise for making it all the way through 2021 into 2022. Again, God bless you. Thank you for joining us on this evening.
Well, let's go ahead and give God another thunderous round of applause. Come on, let's celebrate the Lord. We have a lot to be thankful for. Here we are at the last night of this year, and look how faithful our God has been. And we have a right, we have a reason and a responsibility to give him praise. I want to lead you in a moment of prayer, even as we prepare to launch ourselves and enter into this new year, 2022. So wherever you are, would you position yourself for an attitude of prayer and gratitude and appreciation for all that God has done? Father, we bless you and we honor you and we thank you for truly you have been faithful to us. God, you brought us through this whole year. You've kept us when we didn't even want to keep ourselves. God, you've even looked beyond our faults and you've gotten right to our needs. And so, God, we come in an attitude of gratitude and appreciation, and we can't help but tell you thank you. From danger seen and unseen, through all of the different strands of virus and all of the different things that have happened in our lives, you've afforded us another opportunity to enter into your gates. And so, God, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And so now, God, even as we prepare to close out this year, when we look back over our lives, we can't help but say thank you, Lord. When we look back over how you watched over us, how you've met us at the point of our needs, how you continue to keep us and supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, God, we say thank you. And so now, God, we pray that for each person who's viewing this virtual broadcast, we pray, the Lord, that you would yet show yourself strong on their behalf, that you, O God, might give us everything that we need as we prepare to close out this year and enter into the new year. Help us to lay aside the weights and the sins that does so easily beset us, and help us to go into this new year rejoicing with praise on our lips, hallelujah in our spirits, and a thank you for all that you've done. God, we can't help but say how much we appreciate you because you've been so good to us. And God, our hearts are filled even today in the night because here we are getting ready to go into a brand new year. So now, God, we pray for those who are bereaved and those who have lost loved ones this year. The roll call is many, God, but you've spared our lives and you've allowed us to continue to go forward. God, we pray that you will continue to strengthen us and build us up. And then, God, help us to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. For all of our help comes from you. So we give you praise for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're doing right now. And we bless you for what you will do. For we know that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men the things that you prepared for those who love you. We love you tonight. As a matter of fact, we love you more tonight than we did this morning. We bless your name. We praise and we magnify and we glorify you. So now, God, even as we continue to move forward, keep us in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Come on, put your hands together wherever you are and give God a thunderous round of applause. Appreciate God. Aren't you glad that God spared your life? Aren't you glad that God sustained you through 2021? And here you are in a few hours getting ready to go into this new year, 2022, a year that you've never seen before. Come on, somebody give God some praise. Amen. And we do bless the name of our God tonight as we stand on tiptoe, getting ready to close out this year and enter into the new year, 2022. Can you believe it? Well, there's a word tonight found in Philippians, the third chapter, beginning at verse number 12 through 14. We find these words. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I had already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us. The grass withereth and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. For a few minutes here tonight, I want to talk from the thought and the theme. I've been here before, but this time I'm moving past my hurt and getting to my healing. Is that anybody's testimony tonight? Because here we are, the last night of 2021, and God has sustained us. God has blessed, God has healed, and guess what? He's delivered. And here's what I want to tell you tonight. You made it. You made it through the storms of life. You made it through the rain of 2021. You made it through the sunshine, the pain, the sickness, not the good, no good moments, not so good moments, but you made it. So let's celebrate tonight God for his keeping power. Can somebody give God some praise for watching over us, for looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs? He is a praiseworthy God. And even as we look back over 2021, for some of us, if the truth be told, we could say with conviction, Pastor, this has been a rough year. This has been a tough year. This has been a season of uncertainty. This has been a season of ups and downs, not only in my personal life, but also in my corporate life. Our city, if you look at it, and our nation have seen some very tough times. Some of you on your jobs and going through different transitions in your life and even in relationships, things are not the way they used to be. Some have health challenges, others have financial challenges, and yes, challenges even in the church. And as I thought about all of that, as we reach the close of this year, we prepare to close out this year and perch ourselves for what lies ahead. I thought about the fact that we have many challenges in our lives, but guess what? You're still here. Can you say, I'm still here? Can somebody type that in the margin, I'm still here? Your challenge may not have been my challenge, and my challenge may not have been yours, but we're still here. We went through it. We praised our way through it. We didn't go down. We didn't go under, but we came through it. And so we have a right and a reason and a responsibility to give God praise. We didn't throw in the towel. We didn't give up. We didn't back up, but we're still here. We may have been challenged, but we're not conquered. We went through it, and we didn't give up. That's somebody's testimony tonight. Hard-pressed, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not despair, but not in despair. Out of all of the stuff that tried to drag us down in 2021, guess what? You made it. That's somebody's testimony. You ought to go ahead and give God praise. You made it, and you're more than a conqueror. And so I thank God tonight for relationships. I praise God tonight for family, and I praise God for the Earth Atop Church family. I praise God for each of you, and I praise God for all of the relationships that he has allowed us to explore this year. And so I'm just grateful, and I'm humbled today and tonight because God has been faithful, and God has brought us through many dangers, seen and unseen. And so we have a right, we have a reason, and we have a responsibility to give God some praise. I tell you, I'm excited about what tomorrow brings, but more importantly than that, I'm excited that God is already there. Even though we've gone through much, even though we don't know what tomorrow might bring, we know who holds the future. And God has promised in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said he'd be with us always, even until the end. But there are some things that we need to lay aside as we prepare to go into this new year. There are some things that we ought not take with us. There are some things that we need to lay aside. As Paul said, the weights and the sins that does so easily beset us. And we cannot allow a bad situation to hold us hostage to what God has in store for us in the future. And we've got to be very careful because people will try to push us out of the place that holds our promise. But you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand and say, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm going to press toward the mark. I'm going to be free because he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we'll get our breakthrough and we'll move to the place of blessing. Somebody say amen. Because you've been here before, but this time you've got to move past your hurt in order to get to your healing. And so I believe that God is going to do some extraordinary things as we prepare to go into this new year. But hear me tonight, we can't get stuck in this new season that we're in this old season that we're coming out of. We can't get stuck in our past ways and those things that has tried to hold us back in the past. But we must confess our imperfections and admit that we really don't have it all together. You know, some of us think we've got it all together, but you've got to confess and admit, I really don't have it all together. But when you look at this passage, this very familiar passage of scripture in Philippians, it lets us know that Paul, even with all of the challenges that was before him, he said, there are some things that I just don't have together. He said, I haven't achieved everything in my life. I haven't done everything that I thought I could do. Paul was basically admitting that he wasn't perfect. He still has some failures in his life. There were some situations that he did not fare well in. There were some relationships from his past that tried to hinder his destiny. But he pressed on toward the goal. That's a word for somebody tonight. You got to press on toward the goal to become the person that Jesus has meant you to be. That's what Paul is saying. He says, I'm pressing on. I'm not going to grow weary. I'm pressing toward the mark. He says, I'm pressing. He says, I'm in pursuit to please God. Is that anybody's testimony tonight that you're in pursuit to please God? And so we must be clear about holding on to what we must release. There are some things that we got to release in order to see and explore the things that God has in store for us. because some things of our past has caused us to stumble if we continue to hold on and not embrace the future that God has laid in store for us. We have a bright future ahead of us, Atop. We have an abundant harvest that God is waiting, that's waiting for us in the future. And our best days are in front of us. For the Bible says, your latter shall be greater. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Paul, of what had happened to him in his relationship, he understood that there were some things that he had to let go of. And so it is with us. There are some things that we need to let go of in order for us to go to the place that God has called for us to be. And so message point number one, I've been here before, but this time I'm moving past my hurt in order to get to my healing. You must overcome great odds to move past your pain. I say you've got to overcome great odds in order to move past your pain. Here's what Paul said. He says, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend for that which also I am apprehended of Christ. He says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. The Apostle Paul experiences prepared him to move past his pain. Everything that God has allowed you to go through, everything that you have experienced up to this point, God has prepared that for you to move past your pain. And so here's what Paul did. He kept things in proper perspective. Can I tell somebody tonight that you need to keep things in proper perspective? Because he realized that in order to get to the place of purpose, he had to humble himself. And he had to have a dissatisfaction with where he was and what he was doing. And so it is with us that we're going to get to the place that God has destined for our lives. There are some things that we've got to move past in order to get to the place where we know that we're happy in Jesus. Is there anybody tonight who's happy in Jesus? So press your way. And in your pressing, that's where you're going to find your blessing. I said, it's in your pressing where you're going to find your blessing. All too often, it's in the press that God reveals true purpose. And so in our failures to release ourselves to God, we find ourselves walking by sight and not by faith. God has called us to walk by faith and not by sight. That's why Paul could say, I must be apprehended of Christ in order to make it through the pressing. Can I tell somebody that if you plan to please God in your pursuit of purpose, then you must be apprehended. You must understand that all of our help comes from the Lord, not just some of our help, but need I remind you tonight that all of our help, come on, somebody type that in, all of our help comes from the Lord. But my second point tonight, as we prepare to enter into this new year, is your pain can paralyze you or it can push you. I say it can paralyze you or it can push you. In other words, when you experience pain and hurt in your life, it should help you see who you are and what you're made of. You made it, and what you've experienced has really developed you into a person that God is equipping for you to be better than what you used to be. And many times when we don't allow to push past our pain, we find ourselves stagnant. We find ourselves stuck and in a rut. But you've got to push. Somebody say push. You got to push. You got to pray until something happens. Unhealed hurts reveal something in us, and it reveals our character. It brings to the spotlight everything you believe about God. When you go through something, don't hold on to everything that's holding you back, but you got to release it because it reveals your faith, and a faith that's not tested is one that cannot be trusted. And so we must learn how to count it all joy, the good days and the bad days. And we know about what we know about God and what God has done for us and how God has allowed us to overcome is what's going to help us get to the place that God has destined for our lives. And so I give God praise and honor and glory tonight. I thank him tonight that he's sustaining us in this season. I'm standing on eager tiptoe. I'm standing on tiptoe eagerly expecting a blessing to come from God. How many of you are expecting God to bless beyond your wildest dream? I know you experienced a lot in the past about what God has done for you, but Paul says here, I'm forgetting so that I might go forth in an expeditious way. Paul says, I'm laying aside all of the things that have hindered me. I've got to push through my struggles. I've got to fight the good fight of faith. I've got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to look in the rearview mirror, but I'm going to press toward my blessing. I can't allow things to hold me back and keep me in the past, because greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. And so I cannot allow the things that tried to hinder me and hold me back to become a disconnect to the greater that God wants to connect me to. Somebody ought to say amen. Beloved, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but when he shall appear, we know we shall be like him. And so I want to encourage you tonight, even on this last night of this 2021, and as we prepare to go into 2022, know that you can move past your hurts. You can move past your pain. You can move past the disappointments. You can move past the heartaches, the misery, the frustration, and you can be released even tonight and receive the healing that God has for you. Listen, in an effort for us to move past our pain, we've got to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not into our own understanding. In all of our ways, not just some of our ways, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Can I encourage you tonight not to lose your edge, not to lose your peace, not to lose your joy? Pray that God will give you power and an accelerated anointing, even as we go forth into this new year that he's prepared for us. And as believers, remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. And God has great things in store. And I'm anticipating and I'm believing God for an abundant harvest. And I know that the best is yet to come. Let's pray. God, we bless you. We honor you and we do thank you for being our God. We thank you, God, for how you continue to sustain us, how you've given us the capacity to move past the circumstances that tried to hinder and prevent us in the past. But God, tonight, even as we stand on tiptoe, preparing to go into this new year, we hear you telling us that greater yet lies ahead. And so, God, whatever difficulties those who are viewing this particular virtual service might be having, we pray to the Lord that you will yet show yourself strong on their behalf. And so now, God, we lift our hands and we receive everything that you have for us. And we decree and we declare that greater is in store. And so we thank you tonight that you're sustaining us and you continue to strengthen us even as we go forward. So we love you and we praise you and we bless your name. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Come on, put your hands together wherever you are and give God praise. I know some of us are relaxing at home. Others of us are moving about. But we serve an awesome God. I've been here before. But this time, I'm moving past my pain in order to get to a place where I will be delivered. And so each time the word of the Lord goes forth, even on this watch night, even on this, the final night of this year, there may be someone who's saying, Reverend, I just need to rededicate my life. I want to make sure that as I close out this year, that priority one would be being in proper relationship with God. So if that's you tonight, then just type it in the margin. Lady Kim and I will be standing by and we'll respond to you. But we want to make sure that you release all of the hurts and the pains, all of the things that tried to hinder and prevent you from being who God has called you to be, that you might as well expect an abundant harvest for this new year. Is there one tonight? Maybe you might even want to come and make your first confession of faith. I want you to join us here this Sunday as we continue to celebrate and as we continue to move into the new year that God has blessed us with. And I just believe that God has great things in store. So if you made a confession of faith or if you've accepted the Lord as your Savior, I want you to meet us here this Sunday at 9:45. We want to rejoice with you. And we want to give God praise with you. And we want to be excited for the decision that you made and just trust God that he's going to give you what you need in order to be who he's called you to be. Come on, let's put our hands together if you got the opportunity to give God praise. Hallelujah. Well, we're closing out this year. I'm going to ask the First Lady to come and stand with me. But we're so excited about getting ready to go into this new year. And we just believe that great things are in store. Let me say again personally how much we appreciate this financial support from you, the viewing audience, and for those who have been in person with us throughout 2021, sharing of your gifts, your time, your talents, and your resources. We couldn't have made it without you. But God has allowed us to overcome great odds in order to get to the place that we are tonight. And so we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your tremendous work and your dedication, your consistency, and your support. And so even as we prepare to close out this year, Lady Kim, there might be those who want to give tonight. There's information on the screen that will send you to a secure site. And we praise God for each gift and the giver. And we know that God is going to honor our gift and he's going to bless us according to our obedience. So won't you give tonight as we prepare to close out this time together. Well, praise God, and we thank you. Let's have prayer. Father, we thank you. We bless you, and we honor you for the gift and the giver. Thank you for each person that rendered their gift to you tonight and sowed seed into this ministry. And so now, God, we pray that everything that we receive will go to extend your kingdom and make it as real on this earth as it already is in heaven. It's in the name of Jesus, even the Christ, we pray. Those who love God said amen.
Amen. Well, what an exciting time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I am ready to take the leap in just a little while into 2022. How about you? Amen. Well, just a few reminders. Don't forget to meet us here on Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. We will meet in person. We will continue to do our temperature checks, continue to wear your mask. We will continue to social distance, but we will be here on Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. So invite your family members and friends to join us on Sunday morning. Some of you haven't been with us in almost 2 years, so we welcome you back to Anointed Temple of Praise, Christian Church Disciples of Christ. And then on Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. and also Wednesday at 12 noon, we will have our Bible study. We're starting a new study in the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua, 24 chapters in the book of Joshua. I'm excited about it, looking forward to it. And how what a great way to start out the new year than to start it with Bible study. Amen. So join us on Monday evenings at 6 o'clock p.m. Also on Wednesdays at 12 noon via conference call. And then don't forget, we will begin our fast on Monday, amen, January the 3rd through the 22nd of January, a 20-day fast. The information has gone out via constant contact. We will have information here also on Sunday for you to pick up. If you'd like to have a hard copy, pick one up on this coming Sunday. So for your bodies and your pantries to fast with us for 2022. Amen.
Thank you, Lady Kim. And I believe from looking at the time, it's about that time for us to celebrate as we close out this year and prepare to move into the new year. And so we want to say from our hearts to your heart, Happy New Year. Enjoy yourselves the rest of the evening. Go in peace, and may the peace of God go with you. And this Sunday, we look forward to seeing you as we prepare to celebrate 22 years. That's right, 22 years of ministry. God bless you. Be encouraged.
Yeah. come home.